And now to a big story that's taken some interesting turns on social media this week.
I'm the person who built a clock and got in a lot of trouble for it.
That's 14-year-old Ahmed Mohammed, who was arrested at MacArthur High School in Irving, Texas on Monday after he showed a teacher a clock that he had made at home that looked like a bomb. Almost immediately, the hashtag #IStandWithAhmed spread across social media. So let's talk about what that means with Julia Turner, editor-in-chief of Slate. She joins us from New York. Hi, Julia.
Hello.
So how did this story sort of burst out of the gates on social media?
Well, this story sounds like it was very traumatic for Ahmed, and understandably so. It was also almost perfectly engineered to hit big on social media because it touched on a couple big trends that we've been seeing in the way social media responds to news this year. Obviously, the subject of racial profiling of the police has been a huge subject with the Black Lives Matter hashtag. This obviously was a different, potentially Islamophobic response to a young brown person. But I think a set of people who've been following stories of racial profiling on Twitter were poised to be receptive to this kid's plight. You know, another big group of people on Twitter and Facebook are technologists, people who work in technology. And they, of course, found very sympathetic the notion of a young kid tinkering with parts and tools in his room. And so they were very likely to stand with Ahmed. And then, of course, it amplified out from there, you know, with everyone from President Obama to Pharrell Williams tweeting their support.
Well, President Obama, I mean, we're in a world now where the president issues invitations to the White House over Twitter, which is what he did pretty much not so long after the hashtag took off.
Cool clock, Ahmed. Want to bring it to the White House? Right. He tweeted.
So the president weighs in. He invites Ahmed to the White House. People were tweeting pictures of themselves with clocks or bringing clocks to work. I mean, it spread rather quickly. But I've seen that the young woman who started the hashtag, she's a student at the University of Texas in Arlington, and she told ABC News that she's Muslim, but she wanted the hashtag to stand for people, in her words, of all colors and all races. But do you think that that's how it was seen online?
I think it was probably read slightly more narrowly as a token of support for this particular kid. But of course, the impulse to say, look, understand these things in context. Don't assume that because this kid has a certain name and has skin a certain color that the DIY project he's bringing into school is a potential terrorist threat. Obviously, even if it's a statement of support for one guy, it also has broader implications.
But Julia, what about the other side of things? I mean, when something takes off the way it did with I Stand With Ahmed on social media, I mean, I feel like we're living in a world where, you know, the people who are at the heart of the story aren't immune to that. And I'm not just talking about Ahmed and his family, but say, you know, law enforcement in Irving, Texas. I mean, do we know if the social media response had any effect on what actually happened to Ahmed Mohammed?
Well, I think there are two sides of this coin. I mean, one thing that's really nice is that you don't have to wait for a national news editor at a major publication to pick up a story like this for it to gain traction and for the local authorities who are in charge of deciding whether this kid who was arrested gets charged. They have a more immediate sense. I expect they have to have a more immediate sense that their actions are being scrutinized by a broader public than they might in a case that didn't get this kind of national attention.
You know, finally, Nigerian-American author Teju Cole wrote something that I've kind of always been wondering about, but he's just said it in a much more eloquent way than I could. He said that the reaction to the clock by Irving, Texas law enforcement was Islamophobic and moronic. But he also said that on social media, people's wish to make a hero out of Ahmed shows that we are, quote, too fond of the flashy stories that give us an instantaneous moral glow. So what do you make of that reaction?
Well, I think that points to the other side of the coin here, which is that there's only certain local injustices that attract attention in this way. So Ahmed's particular story was very well poised to get attention from the world. But of course, there are all kinds of injustices that happen every day that don't spawn hashtags. I mean, I think one factor here was even, you know, the photo of Ahmed's arrest. It's an arresting photo. He's got this NASA T-shirt. He's the picture of a young hopeful nerd, and his facial expression is so moving. He looks angry. He looks confused. And all of that combines to make his particular story one that we pay attention to. And, you know, if you tweet, I stand with Ahmed, and here's my clock that I brought to work today, maybe you feel a little bit like, okay, I've done my social justice work for the day. I'm standing with Ahmed. And in fact, tweeting that you stand with Ahmed probably is not actually the best way to affect social change.
Julia Turner is editor-in-chief at Slate. Always great to talk to you, Julia. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.